Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
this time to leave. Speak to all that you've been loved, friends, that this will come and lead us in intercessory prayer. The next voice we'll hear will be Mother OG doing a drive-by, hallelujah. And then we'll hear from Mother Price again closing out. God bless. Go ahead, Mother Price.
Heavenly Father, first of all, I'd like to give honor to my Heavenly Father and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and the ADL members in the front line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this afternoon, almost we know how. It's just as little children, God just saying thank you. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to be, get back on the prayer line, God, giving us another opportunity just to be in the midst of you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you so much, God. We thank you for every minister this day in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them stay on the wall, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let them cry out like never before, God. Because we realize it is the last days, God. And let us open our eyes for us that we may see in the name of Jesus. Open our ears that we may hear you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this day, God. Let us continue just to push like never before, God. Let us continue to open our mouth, God, like a trumpet, God. And everything you put in our spirit, let us begin to speak like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray that you continue to create us, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, God, that we can love right, God, that we can be honest with one another. In the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for this very blessed day, God. No matter what has went on, God, we realize it's still a blessed day, God. We thank you for our ups and our downs and our turnarounds, God. We thank you for the trials that we go through, God. We thank you for the fire that we've been fired, that we've been tried by the fire in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every mother that it is this day, God. Continue to speak in her, God. Continue to stretch her, God. Continue to lead her and to guide her in the right way that she may go. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for every mother that it is, God. A mother that has whole wisdom in her, that speak wisdom to young women and young men. And they will listen to see what a mother has to say. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. We can't complain about nothing, God. All we can say is just thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus this day, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus over our minds, God. Oh, God, we pray this day, God, that you continue to lead us and to guide us in the right direction, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for traveling mercy as we go to and for, up and down the highways and the byways, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this day, God, we can't thank you enough. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to stretch us, God. Continue to make us, God. Continue to break us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God, because your word is sufficient, God. And, God, when your ministry comes from truth, let us continue to eat the word that he pour out, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our family members, God, the unsaved ones, God. Continue to save and deliver and set the captain free, God, and use them for your glory, God. We thank you for your grace this day. Your grace is sufficient. Go to Moshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to teach us, God, the what we need to say and how we need to say it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every husband that it is this day, God. Continue to make them, God, the man that they need to be in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray today, God, continue to let them pray. Pray, God. Continue to let them lay out before you in the mighty name of Jesus, God, so they can be the man that you order them to be in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I lift up every sinner man and sinner woman this morning, God. Our souls cry out for them also, too, God. We pray, God, that you begin to speak to them, God. Begin to lead and guide them, God. I know the most, Chase. Save and deliver and set the captain free in the name of Jesus, God. begin to separate them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they don't have to be among the crowd, God. They don't have to be out among the drinking and the smoking weed and the crap. Hallelujah. Because it's a better life. Hallelujah. We realize you don't force anything on us, God, but it's come willingness. Hallelujah. A willingness in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for what you are showing us and teaching us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, my Heavenly Father, this day, God, let us all begin to repent, God. Pour out the things we have did wasn't like you, God. The shortcoming in the mighty name of Jesus. The laziness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, let us repent for the things that we have done, knowing of, and the things that we do in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us keep our hearts clean, God. Let us shield our hearts, God. Shield our minds in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the teaching that you have taught us in the name of Jesus, God. We realized, God, before we came to you, God, we didn't know anything, God. We was lost, God. We was bent down, toe out, bent over, and out. Hallelujah. Oh, but we could say hallelujah today, God. Glory to your name, God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you have done and what you're getting ready to do in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, so today, God, let us love on somebody, God. Let us speak encouragement word in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh, God, this day, God, if Mother Helen get ready to come forth, God, we pray, God, that you just have your way in her in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, let them tune in and just receive the nugget that she has to pour out, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you give, we'll give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. You thank you for that heart, woman. Well, good evening, everyone. Peace and blessings to everybody under the sound of my voice. Giving honor to my pastor, Temple, and First Lady Temple, the Pastor C, and everybody on the front line. And I send peace, blessings, and prayers out to my daughter in the Lord, Jackie Sublette, and everyone that's going through something, whether it be in your body, your mind, your heart, or your soul. Today, I just couldn't get away from talking about David, because the man went through so much, but he never failed to come back and go to God. And we're going to be speaking from the 27th Psalms. You know, on last Sunday, Pastor Smith so eloquently gave the scripture about David when they went to beat the Amalekites up. But when they returned home, hoping they would come home to their families for a good meal and just sit down and rejoice. But when they arrived back, house burned down, wife and children was kidnapped. And I guess I can just fathom in my mind how David must have felt. And he went to the Lord and asked him, what must he do? He told him, not like this, but like Mother OG was said, go and get your stuff. You'll come out on the winning side. Go back. Take what's been taken away from you. So we're going to talk about David again tonight. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Some theologians said that David wrote this psalm before coming to the throne when he was in the midst of his trouble. But some think it was written when he heard of his son's death at the hand of a third son, Absalom. You know the story that he raped, his half-sister got raped, so Absalom took it in his hand, and he had his brother killed. So anyway, we don't know how, what, or when, but we're so glad that he did pen this psalm for us to read. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Let me pause. You know, on last week I told you, fear means forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. But tonight I'm going to give you another definition of fear. It's false evidence appearing real. you know, with so much going on in this world, you turn the TV on, you don't see nothing but killings, murders, robbing, all kind of craziness. And it sometimes will throw a little fear into you just to give you a little testimony. When some of my relatives saw on the news about the 70-year-old woman being killed in her house, oh, they called me, "See, we told you, you don't need to be living by yourself, blah, blah, blah." So for a split second, that fear factor got on me. So then I just went to this song, "Cause the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell." What that means, no matter who, what, come up against you, He's our protector, He's our provider, He's our keeper, He's our shelter in a time of a storm, a bridge over troubled water. It makes no difference what come up on you. God is always in the midst. But it's like the pastor said, you got to go through the process. You're not going to love God and walk in His way and not have trouble at your door. But, oh, but God. And the third verse said, "Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, though war would rise against me. In this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty or inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock." You know that, you ever heard back in the country, they used to say they would see a rabbit in the thicket. What God will do for us. He'll hide us in the thicket. And what that means, when we come to ADM, I don't know your problem, you don't know my problem. But when all of God's children get together and we begin to lift up the name of Jesus with our hallelujahs, praise the Lord, our God is good, He's our keeper, I feel like we've been hid in the pavilion. That's our secret place. When any more one or two of us come together, God is there in the midst. He said wherever two or three is gathered in His name, there He would be in the midst. But it be more than two or three of us lifting up the name of Jesus. So what we got to worry about? God is always there. He's forever on our side. He's forever looking down. He's never looking around. He dispatches angels at all times. When you know the seen and unseen, He already know what is going to happen. He already know what you're going to do. In the time of trouble, He will hide me in His pavilion and in the secret of His tabernacle. Amen. And my head.
Amen.
And shall my head be lifted above mine enemies around me. Therefore, I will offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing and I will praise unto the Lord. That's what I just told you when we come together. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy Lord will I seek. This was David crying out. You could tell by what he was saying that his faith was probably a little shaky, like some of our faith get. No matter how worded up, no matter how scripts you quote, no matter how many scriptures you know, there come a time when stuff can overwhelm you and a little bit of fear keep in. But that's where the word of God keep in. He said, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. He said, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. What that means, sometimes mama may go, father may go, or you may never have had parents, or whoever is trying to be a parent in your life, sometimes they get caught up in their own situations. And they may not have time to listen to what you have to say. That's why we got the BIBLE, basic instruction before leaving Earth. If we just pick it up and begin to read, and I tell anybody, start in Proverbs. That's a book of wisdom. Go to the Psalms. It's a book of instruction. And he just kept saying, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. The 11th verse, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. That means when you don't know what to do, don't do nothing. Just get down on your knees and listen. And let a still, still voice say, peace be still. Don't worry. I got you. The race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but the one that endured to the end. He said, deliver me not over to thy will of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. Then it clicked in. He said, oh, I got it. Because God must have whispered in David's ear, the 13th and the 14th verse, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That means you're going to live to see good days. Some days may be bad days, but don't complain because all of your good days outweigh your bad days. So don't complain. The 14th verse, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And you know I can't leave without giving you all a few of my little nuggets. So every time I count my blessings, my love for God grows bigger. And every time I count my struggles, my faith in God grows stronger. And one more thing. Remember, don't go to your friends. Don't go to mama. Don't go to daddy. When you have something you can't handle, go to God. Because they say God is the best listener. You don't need to shout or cry out loud because he hears even a very silent prayer of a sincere heart. Thank you for your time. I hope something I have said have encouraged you. And remember, the Lord is your life and your salvation. Whom shall you use this? Keep it in your heart. Find around and during the week of you're reading your Bible, study the 27th Psalm. Research it. Find out what David went through. We're no different from David. Some people are going through financial problems, marital problems, but let me tell you one thing. The God I serve and the God I know said, wait on him, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God bless you now. Amen. Turn it back in the hands of Pastor C.
Amen, Mother OG. Thank you. What a word. What a word. Hallelujah. The Lord is my life and my strength. This prophet, but I can't only tap into it, so I'm going to call Mother Price to come on, close us out. Let us all meditate on the word that we have heard and grow and flow and be richer in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for Mother Helen this day, for bringing a rich word. And I pray, God, this day that each and every one of us hold on to the word that you have brought forth and let us meditate on that word to carry us through the week. And we thank Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and every member of the ADM member in the front line. So to you all, I will say, continue to be blessed, continue to push like never before, continue to be encouraged, and keep your head in the word of God, in the name of Jesus. So this time, tomorrow at 7 a.m., tune back in to get some more encouragement word, the word of God, and nuggets. So you just be blessed, and we love you.
Amen. Amen. Love y'all. Good
night. Love y'all. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away.